Good morning, everyone, and good evening, America. You're listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business. And just a reminder, these shows are able to be re-seen and re-listened to on anywhere that you listen to your podcast. Additionally, the live streaming video is available on BBS Radio's YouTube site. And of course, John and I both have copies on our own individual socials, web pages, and YouTube. So this week, we're back with John Williams from Andrea Solutions. And their method, Andrea Method, will inspire, influence, and impact your world. And so, John, briefly, we went over in depth Andrea Solutions last week. This time, I want you to just give us a brief overview of Andrea before we get into this week's show, which is about module one, which refers to your default position. Over to you, John.
Thanks, Tony. In fact, the Andrea method is about helping you inspire, impact, and influence your world through being more of who you were born to be and not who you've been told to be. It's about giving you an inside run, if you want, on the tricks your mind plays on you that might be stopping you from being the leader that you were born to be, or that you would believe you can be. And that's at home as well as professionally. So it's an online program that is available anywhere, anytime, on any device. And it's a 12-step method that is broken down into three modules. The first one is finding your default. The second one is creating the new you. And the third one is taking conscious action. And that's quite a deliberate point. Consciousness is the key to what we're trying to talk here. Everybody believes, or they can feel, okay, I need to make a change. This is not working for me. But what's not working? And when is it not working? That's when it requires you to be conscious of your actions. What we teach you is pretty simple, but it's far from easy. And that's why we created the course. We created a course to live by, and it's circular for a very good reason, because once you get to the end, you've got a new default position and you start again. I myself listen to video every day to refresh it, and I co-authored it. And I actually voice it, so it's kind of like a bit weird, but it's
not weird at all.
But it teaches you, it reminds you, Tony, it reminds you, and that's the key thing, to have that front of mind.
And as we talked about yesterday, the fact that adults have to listen to new information multiple times. So John reminded me that we have to listen to something, hear something, see something 5 to 7 times before it actually sticks in our brain and creates the change that we want or need to see in our lives. And so as adults, we have that capacity to learn and change, and that's part and parcel of what the Andrea method helps people with. And so this week, we want to delve into the first module, which is your default position. And it's a great place to start for a number of reasons. So, John, let's talk about what is a default position.
Okay, so it's what you wake up to every day. Just like when you turn your iPhone on, or your Galaxy or whatever it is, it has a default screen it goes to. Your computer has a default screen. So do you. You have a default way you wake up. And it's just the way things are. And you know, when you accept that, oh well, that's just the way things are, what you're really doing is making room for them to stay the same way. What's important, if you want to make a change in your life, is to understand what that default position is, because that's your starting point. And if you don't know where you're starting from, it's pretty hard to work out where
change.
It's where you're going. I mean, the joke about the Irishman, my mother and father actually had this. They were in Ireland. Now somebody said, well, how do you get to Belfast from here? He said, oh, well, I wouldn't be starting from here. So you got to start where you know you are, and then you can actually go somewhere else. So, yeah, that's where the default position is.
And it's about recognizing that each and every one of us has a default position. And if you're not happy with you and your life, it's your default position that you need to start with, isn't it, John?
Yeah, I think it goes further than that. If you're not happy with your performance as a leader, if you're in the workplace and you are leading a team or an aspirant who want to lead a team, if you want to be the best you in any environment, you need to know who you are being for a starter. You need to get in there. And that's why we created this module that is the default position. We say you can jump into the Andrea method at any point and go through it. However, it's been created in a certain order for a certain reason. And that's why the very first lesson, funnily enough, is the lost art of listening. So I know, and I'm sure Tony knows as well, that whoever's listening to us now is listening to us through a set of filters. And what they're actually hearing is what they are taught to hear, what they have been conditioned to hear. So it's a bit of an interesting thought. You got to start actually going to say, is what I'm really seeing and really hearing for real? 60% of what we see is actually created by our minds onto our visual cortex. And from there...
Fascinating.
Yeah. So this is actually 60% of what we see. And that's why our vision doesn't jump up and down like a video camera.
Yeah.
So if you think about that, if that's true... Wow, how important is our pre-programming in our mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you see things that you get interested in, you see more of them. And for example, Tanya bought a yellow jute and this and that. She bought it because she thought it was fun and it was kind of unique. And, she really liked the car. She loved it. But when she bought it, she sure saw yellow jukes, Nissan jukes all over the place because she was made aware of it. And now all of a sudden she's looking for them.
So that concept that once you're aware of something, it becomes more prominent in your life and thoughts and sight, just like the car. So if you flip that and think about your mind, if you're programmed or brought up with certain ideals and thoughts and concepts, imagine how they filter the life that you're leading.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
We are every single one of us in the same boat. We all got brought up or dragged up by parents. And there's an argument that says that people parent themselves either because of their parents or despite of their parents. So it's one way or another, it's a massive influence on you and your experiences in life, you know, where it's hurt you. That's where your reticular activating system comes into play, which just sits above your amygdala. And that runs, it looks for patterns.
In your brain.
That's part of your brain. There's this discussion between mind and brain, two different things. Mind is the software, brain is the hardware.
Yes.
That's the easiest way of looking at it.
It is.
So when we look at the RAS, that's part of the hardware, and that is part of your most primitive brain. It's there to help you survive. And it looks for patterns. And when it sees those patterns, it will say, hey, last time you were in this situation, this happened to you. Okay, so be warned, this happened to you. So you might not want to go there, or you might want to go there because that's a good thing or that's a bad thing.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we tend to remember the bad better than the good. We're pretty good at forgetting the good. And that part of that is also, again, a reality where we file the good things because we can put those memories away. But where trauma occurs, they sit in, if you want, the sorting area, and they're easily accessible. And when that pattern's seen again, it's seen as a threat. And that's the key thing here. This is about predation. This is about when we were the prey. So we saw
it's an ancient pattern. Brain process, isn't it, John?
Look, this probably goes back to when we became
birth of humanity.
I don't know. Yeah, we even go back to reptilians. I mean, it goes back to the first predation, when one creature ate another creature. That's how far back it goes. And if I can be the one that learns to see those patterns and process those patterns, and of course humans are, with our huge brains, we've taken it to an art form. We that's how our intelligence protects us. So, you know, well, when you needed to see a lion in the grass, that's pretty handy.
Yes.
But when we confuse a situation now, say, for instance, you stood for class captain.
Yes.
And you were humiliated.
Yes.
And so you then go, well, hang on, your brain goes, hang on, if I put my hand up, there's a pretty high chance that I'm going to be humiliated.
So don't do that again.
Don't do that again. Now, how limiting is that? Or worse still, when you went and you were going to have a nice picnic and something traumatic happened to you.
Yes.
You might have your a brain's, problem with picnics.
Your mind's going to go, don't go on a picnic because this is going to happen. And that holds us back in life. So we've got something playing in our mind that says, don't do that because of that. And
yeah, that little voice.
Yeah, that little voice. And the key to changing your life is to start to think about those things and challenge them and say, well, actually, just because I went on that picnic and that happened doesn't mean the same thing's going to happen when I do it this time. And those are some of the skills that you learn doing the Andrea method.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's why you'll see on the Andrea logo, it has the courage too.
Yes.
And the word Andrea comes from the Grecian virtue of, for want in the short order, of courage. The will and desire and being brave enough to take yourself on, because it's a journey. Yeah. And that's why I say it's simple for me to sit here and tell you the words and understand the words. But to actually do it, when that moment of panic hits you, you go, oh, should I put myself up promotion? Should I apply for that job? It seems out of my reach. Am I just going to humiliate myself again?
Yeah.
You know, and that little voice jumps up and goes, you're damn right you will.
Yeah.
You will. Don't do that because you're going to get hurt. Don't stay in, you know.
Yes.
And then you have to, then it's a matter of saying, hey, thanks for coming up. I appreciate that. Looking around the horizon here, I'm in control. Back in your box, it's you loving you, and that's fine. But when you loving you limits you, then you really need to get over it.
Yeah.
And that's what the Andrea method is devised to do.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about my journey in online radio when I was reading through the research for in prep for our program today. And so when I was first highlighted to me, you should be in podcasting or have you considered radio? My mind immediately said, don't be silly. Who do you think you are? What on earth do you know about radio? And here's the thing, I'd started to do some of that work on myself, and I actually remember gritting my teeth and going, okay, let's give this a go. What's the worst that can happen? And truthfully, what is the worst that can happen? I'm not going to die from being live on radio, but I may have the opportunity to talk to amazing people who do amazing things and have wonderful programs that help everyone else. So for me, that those filters and defaults were set to protect me and stop me from stepping out from my shell. And of course, I'm a very imperfect person, and I have a dicky smile. I'm middle-aged. I have no history in radio, but God, I love it because I get to speak to people like John, and I get to collaborate with John and tell people about all the amazing things that they can do that will help them live a better life. So the importance of what John's telling us today is about recognizing where your default system is and questioning it and saying, actually, I don't like that. I don't think that's right anymore. I don't think that serves me any longer. Let's see where this can go. And you never know what will become of you in your life if you don't let go of that old default pattern. And so, yes.
I was just going to say, add to yes. that. You're running one of the two favorite channels.
Yes.
You know, I'm not good enough, and who do you think you are the two yes. favorites. So, and everybody has these little voices
even
in their head.
Even high-performing CEOs, every yep. single person will have some of these default conversations. Hmm. And the trick is that those people that are living their life passionately learn to question the chatter in their brain.
And move yes. past that. You know, that's why, yes. you know, in the first module there, we got the lost art of listening.
Yes.
And that's really about understanding how we filter the messages that we get. Then we talk about internal chatter, which is the voices, yes. the internal discussion that we have with ourselves. And, you know, if you asked yourself just then, what voice? Well, that's the voice I'm talking about.
Yes. Everyone has them though,
everyone
John,
has
don't
it.
They?
Yeah, everyone has. I don't have. People listen to radio. They're thinking like this. This is how much noise they're making. And I'm still saying, oh, what voice? That's the voice. So, you know, you go there. And then the next one is what's really bugging you. And that's when we talk about upset.
Yes.
We talk about those things that have happened in your life that have created patterns that you are potentially still reacting to rather than responding to them. And one of the key things about identifying those patterns is that once you can see them, you can name them, you can own them, and you are no yes. longer at the effect of them. But when you cannot see them and you're not recognizing, you're not living consciously, then those patterns overwhelm you and stop you. For just because you loves you and you wants to keep you alive, just bear in mind, success from an anthropological point of view is breathing.
Yes.
That's it. Nothing else. So
yep. staying alive, about keeping, eating.
That's right. It. So it's not sophisticated and it's not fulfilling. And this is what most humans will stop themselves for doing X, Y, or Z, which all are fabulous things that they want to stop themselves, that they want to do, that will give them yes. great joy.
Yes.
But they don't do it because of amorphous fear or a belief that they can't, or that it's not for them, or whatever. And addressing that and starting to say that, oh, I can't lead. I don't know how to
yes,
lead.
Yes, you
well,
can.
Here's the news. Nobody was born to lead. I know right. some people look like it, but there's a lot of truth in the saying, cometh the hour, cometh the man, or nowadays, let's be clear, woman, right?
Yes.
For the person for the job. And
yes.
and people emerge into leadership roles of the most unusual. Greta Thunberg, who would have thought a teenage
yes.
kid from Sweden would lead the world and have a yes. discussion like that? I'm absolutely certain she didn't set out to do it.
I know. And if you take Greta as an example, and just think about the vitriol that is directed to that kid. How dare she? Who does she think she is? Mm. What right does she have to tell us what to do? That's everyone's internal chatter, but you're not dealing with it yourself. You're directing it at Greta, who is an incredible person by virtue of her age and all the things that she does. And if you think that Greta's not got the mind chatter going, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that, think again. We all have it.
Yes, I totally agree with you. And most of that vitriol is based in people's fear, which is the last
yes.
lesson in module yeah. one, which is about what is the difference between fear and danger. And the most important differential right there is that fear is a potentiality. Danger is a reality. Fear requires you to do or not do something for it to actually come into reality. Whereas danger, falling off a roof, will hurt you. Right? The fear of falling off a roof won't hurt you unless you get on a roof. And then, yes, and it will protect you. Don't go near the edge. Right? So there is real danger and then there is made up story. And these stories, again, they relate to our what's bugging us, what's caused our problems. And we get them, we hear the evidence. The evidence that we see from the world is only a sliver of reality. And it's coming through all the filters from our past. So, you know, we're dealing with a big world with very little information, and all our stories are telling us, you know, it's paralyzing.
Those filters, let's delve into that a little bit. The filters that we have that blind us to what reality is, where do they come from, John?
Well, mostly they've been taught to us. We've assumed them from our the people around us, from trauma that has occurred to us, it's mostly about our life history and what's happened to us is where those filters have come from. It's the, as I explained to you before, with regard to responding. Once we have an event happen to us, and essentially our brain puts a label on it, and it's, you know, it's XYZ pattern. Actually, it's quite a complicated thing, I should imagine. You know, let's call it abandonment. So we've suffered abandonment. Somebody has left who we loved, and it was at a time that we really needed them. And there's studies that show that sometimes that it doesn't even matter. Like if a child loses their mother for a period of like 6 months, even the mother comes back, that in itself can create a permanent pattern of abandonment. Even though mum might have been sick and in the hospital and whatnot, but it's those sorts of things. You know, there's a lot of research around that says that what happens to children at the very earliest ages is what sets the patterns. And therefore, that's where your filters are coming from. But I also want to bring up, if I could just finish this point, I want to bring up the South Pacific, the musical. In that song, that musical, there is a song about prejudice, and it's called "You Have to Be Carefully Taught." So I would recommend that our listeners really want to understand the impact of the environment on them. Go listen to South Pacific's song, "You Have to Be Carefully Taught." We do reflect the environment in which we are brought up in. That is the people who we love, who have given us life and sustenance, and who we respect and who we wish to replicate or be. And those are our role models. It's, you know, people talk about role models as being athletes or supermodels or whatever. And they have a role to play. But in reality, your role models are your mum, your dad, your brother, your uncles, your cousins, your sisters, the people you know, maybe your football coach, maybe your swimming coach, maybe your basketball coach. Those are people who influence you, and they are the ones that will be around and create the way in which you think. And only when you decide that, hang on, I need to take charge of my own life here. You know, and I'm not for a moment saying that that's necessarily bad, but it's also not necessarily good.
And it's also not about blame, is it, John? This is not a blame thing. This is a simple recognition that this is what happens in our human experience. So for someone who may have experienced abandonment, at a young age, and there is probably a perfectly legitimate reason why they felt that way. It's actually not about blaming the situation that happened that caused that. It's about recognizing that that exists in your brain, and that when you get into certain circumstances, your brain starts the internal chatter that says, I'm going to be abandoned again. And it's about recognizing that and going, okay, well, I can change that. Yeah?
Yeah, I can recognize it. I can, yep, thanks for popping your head up, because clearly you care about me. You don't want me to get hurt.
Yes.
But the adult's in charge over here, and the adult's aware of the circumstances, and I am going to muster up the courage.
Courage.
To get to the other side. Yeah. And, you know, again, I want to quickly address this issue of blame. It is definitely not about blaming or shaming.
Correct.
All right. Correct. Because the reality is, even if there is a particular human that you might feel has set you up on the wrong track or created patterns, helped you create patterns as a child that are not right, there is an enormous, like it's absolutely odds on. I won't put numbers on it, but it's odds on that that person also was running patterns, and they were doing the best they could inside their window of understanding. So what it is about is forgiveness.
Yes.
It's about forgiving what may have been done to you or accidentally for you that promotes your belief system that you now have to dismantle, because you're an adult and you're in charge. All right. It's about forgiving those people. And most importantly, it's about forgiving yourself.
Yes.
Because, you know, I remember a story from my childhood, getting stuck on a rock. I was born in New Zealand, and this is was a very big rock. I've been back now, and it's not really that big. But I went up it like a monkey, and I couldn't get down. Yeah. Fear took over, and I couldn't get down. And all the other boys were able to get down, and it was kind of like a really humiliating experience that, you know, they had to go and get an adult that would coax me down, and I managed to get down. Now, that contributed to fear of heights, which is healthy, I guess, but also, activities be around humiliation. You know, it can be just simple, daft stuff like that.
Yes.
And you just go, okay, well, I'm going to forgive myself for that one.
Yes.
Okay.
You
know,
yes.
I'm going to try. And it was about trying. That was if you try something new, you might get burned.
Yeah.
So don't do it. But forgiving yourself is huge. And it doesn't matter whether it's trivial like that. Or
big or little. Because the little things have the same results, don't they, John? Even the little things can have the same impact on you.
Little things can stop you, and you don't.
Yes.
And hard to pick up. Big things can be equally hard to pick up and obscure. There is interesting, as we go through the course, we talk about releasing these emotions and understanding and filing the thoughts. It's in the what's bugging you. We talk about how that talking to a competent adult, which is why psychology and counselling and those sorts of services work, and actually talking your way through and getting to the base thing, it can make a huge
difference. And I'm not sure that everyone realizes how much you can change your life by just working in this space between your ears, you know. And that's the power of the Andrea method, because the work happens between here
you set yourself up for that opportunity. And that's what it was all about for Tanya and I, was to say, okay, we've done this learning. We've done thousands of hours of learning between us and read hundreds of books. And we've come to a point, we wanted to create a course that is accessible. So the Andrea method is accessible. It's online at andrea.solutions.
You can learn at your own pace as fast. Well, you can,
that's right. You can learn at your own pace. And you mentioned earlier, Tony, about the need to repeat the message. Yes. So that's why each lesson has a video. And the video is between like 5 and 7 minutes long.
So they're not big.
No, no. And we recommend people listen to the video a few times over because that it is a lot. There's a lot of information. But also, then you just click down to the left and you get up a workbook. So that takes you through the content of the video and reinforces that yet again. And then, if you want to, you can get the MP3 of the module that you're doing and listen to that. So that's yet again. And not only, but also, if you want to then go further, there are another 5 lessons on each topic. So, you know, you've lost the art of listening. There's the video, the workbook, there's the audio files, and then there's 5 lessons. And then to top it all off, each topic has a mind map. So it's a one-page visualization of what we're trying to teach you. So if you're a very visual learner, then go look at the mind map. So we try and repeat as much as possible, provide as many opportunities for people
to
expose themselves to the learning.
The power of this system is in the different components and the different work, because adults all learn in a different way. So I am a very audio person. I like to listen to audio, and I often fall asleep listening to different motivational elements. And so the Andrea system, it covers all of it. So you've got video, you've got MP3s, which is audio, you've got workbooks, and you've got the visual mind maps. So all of that combined is means that if you invest in this program, you will find a mode that helps you the most. And the audio in particular, you know, do you realize that, listeners, if you are listening to something, that it's going into your subconscious brain, and you might be driving or whatever it is that you're doing, that information still goes into your subconscious brain. So then if you go on and grab the video of that module and watch it, the learning is compounded. So you get it unconsciously, visually, and written, and those components will help make those changes in your life, which is the power of what John and Tanya have written the course, because they don't want you to jump on and do the course and not have results. They want you to have the best results, live the best life you can. And that's everyday people, that's corporate people, that's CEOs, that's business owners, anyone who wants to move from that place of being stuck, or gosh, this is not really the life that I envisioned for myself. I'm just doing the same thing day in, day out. You need to do something that will affect the change. And again, that's why John and Tanya created the Andrea Method. After doing their own healing and self-discovery, all of that has gone into this powerful course. So I just wanted to touch on again that word around fear and danger, and the wording around things like unconscious bias, because unconscious bias has become a bit of a buzzword lately, and it came up for me this week because my husband was doing a compulsory, you know, the work compulsory learning that they have to do, and his one this week was around unconscious bias and how that affects the way we live and work and do life. So John, let's talk about how that affects your life.
Yeah, well, again, it's these programming, laid down programming. Yeah. And I was just thinking as you were talking there, Tony, that in Australia, we would call it the Ford Holden bias.
Or in
America, probably the Corvette Mustang bias.
What
family were you brought up? Were you brought up with General Motors, or were you brought up with Ford?
Holden all the way.
And then, so, you know,
see?
So and- that...
realistically, there's no real reason. A car is a car.
And in point of fact, Hyundai might be better than most.
Well, I was just going to say, I drive Hyundais now, and I don't know if I could ever go back to another car because they're just little driving machines.
Well, I've got a little Hyundai, and I have a 95 Land Cruiser HD, which is unbreakable. It's the original unbreakable Toyota. I love driving, and it's a truck.
They are pretty unbreakable, aren't they? Yes.
But again, getting back to this, get the subject rather than get off cars, but this unconscious bias.
That's unconscious bias.
It really comes to play. It comes to play, and I want to talk about racism.
It's
always a tricky topic. But it's
important.
It's important, and it's there, particularly when we're talking about what happened with Black Lives Matter. Many people like myself who are white middle class males, I have been given ladled on privilege above women, and then above people of color. And when I start realizing this, it's just unbelievable, because I was not conscious of that. I asked the man that are listening right now to think about this. How much time do you spend worrying about your safety before you walk out the door? Because here's the news. Every woman does it every time.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Every time you go to a shopping center, every time you're in the dark trying to get to your car, every single time. That is how a woman's brain works.
Yeah. So men... Unless I consciously care about that, it's just gone. Doesn't matter. It's not there for me. Now, when we talk about bias, that gives you an idea how we don't even think about it. I've got a temporary light in my kitchen right at the moment because my kitchen's been ripped out and replaced. It's been hell on earth. We have another 5 days before we get back to civilization. Anyway. It's got a little
renovation is tough.
Yeah, it's got a little triangular plastic light shade on it.
Yes.
Okay. Nicknamed for all of my life, Chinaman's hat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Why Chinaman's hat? Well, because it's we named China's. Yeah, it's from China, cheaper and all the connotations that come with being of that shape of that thing. There's your own unconscious bias happening in the world. Now, this goes through. It's just about
everywhere. Yeah.
So this is why we talk about the Andrea method is learning to live consciously. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be nice and sweet and pie to everybody in every situation. It means that you're going to learn
be aware.
To make decisions based on what you're dealing with today.
Yeah.
Not what happened in the past or what might happen in the future. And by the way, that's what kind of makes us humans unique. I think we're the only creatures that we know for sure are capable of worrying about the past and then being depressed about the past and worrying about the future.
Within
about a split second. We time travel.
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can stop yourself... Now, because here's the point.
Yeah.
Now is where the power is. Now is where you can do something. Now is where it is all about. This is the reality.
Yeah.
Even at the beginning of the show, we'll be able to look at it, but we'd have to use real good technology trickery to go and change it because that's now in the past.
Yeah.
And the end of it is still in the future.
Yeah. I feel very passionate about talking about unconscious bias, and in particular to racism and being a woman. And for many people, when you start to talk about this subject, their unconscious bias becomes very evident. However, it takes another step before they realize that they're sprouting or seeing the world through their unconscious bias. So I know from a woman's perspective, when I talk about women's issues, particularly about safety and assault, I have been told in no uncertain terms that those things happen to men. You were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. What were you wearing, et cetera, et cetera. None of those things matter. They are your unconscious bias when I talk about a certain thing that happened in my life. And if you're able to step back and go, oh gosh, I've just thought about what Tony's telling me in terms of me thinking, oh God, what was she wearing in that instance that caused that to happen? No, that's your bias. I did nothing in that situation that caused what happened to me to happen. Wrong place, wrong time, whatever. Unconscious bias, though. Yeah.
And I want to bring that into the business place, because we're talking about business.
Yes.
Here. Why people go, why are you talking about stuff on a program that's aimed at business?
Because, at business, it's important.
Because there is a chance that you, your leader, your co-workers are blinded because of unconscious bias. Somebody wears something, somebody is of a certain race, somebody says something, and these triggers that we talk about, the RAS, this pattern.
Yes.
Says, oh, I've seen that pattern before. That person is like this, 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 and this.
And they're not.
And in reality they may not be. And this is the gold that so many businesses walk past. If you want to be a leader, and you don't have to be, because when you're a leader, you know, people have this idea that leaders necessarily are not followers. Well, that's just not true. That's not true. The best leaders are great followers. At the very, very peak, they follow their God or their role models or mentors or people who they look up to. They continually look to improve themselves, those that are improving. And then I like talking about that in context of a way of being, which is contribution. Contribution enables you to, if you think about filling up a cup, I think I talked about this last week, it overflows the more you get. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but your biases, your internal, your unconscious biases, will stop you from being able to contribute to people because of a reason. I don't know what a reason, but there could be magic in that, or being contributed to by that person that might open an entire new network or a whole new product line. In fact, one of the it's very, very clear research as to why we need diversification in our management teams and our boards. Women, we need people of color, we need to bring this whole thing in. And yes, is that challenging for white middle-class males? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And then again, but it doesn't stop the game. It doesn't mean just because you're a white middle-class male that you're not going to get the job. Mm. What it does mean is you need to get savvy. You need to get ready. You need to do
the
Andrea method. And understand what's going on around you and be conscious and then be able to use all the resources around you. So everybody in the diverse world that you are competing with for that next position, they respect you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're living in that. You are living in the now.
Mm.
And then it's person to person. And hey, at the end of the day, we all believe in free competition. And if the better person wins the job, well, that's the way it is. But you need to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward. And if you're allowing patterns from the past to run your life with unconscious bias and fears, and you're not hearing and not receiving all the information that you could because your filters are full on, that's going to be really hard.
Yeah,
really hard.
Yeah. You're holding yourself back if you don't start to think about some of these, particularly for people wanting to be leaders in organizations or people wanting to manage teams in organizations. It's really important for those people in particular to realize where their thoughts and are coming from. Because if you have an unconscious bias towards a person of dark skin, for instance, you may be losing your, and you decide that, oh, I'm not going to promote that person, I'm not going to invest my time in that person because of your unconscious bias, you may be losing the best person for the organization, the best person for your team, the best person for the job, because your unconscious bias has clouded your decision making process.
And it's, you know, Tony, sorry to interrupt you, but I'm excited about this point, because it's not just losing the person, it's losing the voice, that little idea, that one little thing that tips the balance, that takes a project from being an also-ran to being sensational, because you have that little bit more insight.
Yes.
So, you know, this is why we say to people, you understanding that this is your default position. And again, no blame, no shame. It is.
No, it just is.
And you need to recognize that and understand that. Understand how your mind works and the tricks it's playing on you.
They are tricks, aren't they, John?
Well, they are, because you see people, you know, like myself, who have been very successful in the business world.
Yes.
And yet are really miserable, because they're like going, hang on, this is just not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
Well, how do I, you know, what is it that's, you know, and you see sort of behaviors coming out that rooted in dissatisfaction and unhappiness and social behaviors, and that ultimately end up tearing your life apart, which is what I've been through.
Yes.
So I don't want other people to do that, and that's why I invested and why I believe absolutely in Andrea. I love the name, but people say, "Oh, shouldn't you get a name that's a little bit easier to understand?"
No,
but I couldn't get one more meaningful, you know.
And so, it is a powerful meaning word, and it essentially sums up what the course is about, doesn't it? It does.
Having the courage to take yourself on, to make the change, and this is, we talk about it as being the how. Yeah. There's a why. People will have a why. Well, I'm not happy, or I think I can do so much better, or I would like to do so much better, or I need to do so much better. And it doesn't matter which one of those whys you want to pick.
Yeah.
There is a how, and the how can be had simply by going to andrea.solutions.
Yes.
And, you know, this program that Tony and I are doing here, this is another way of support. This is another way in which you can get the information you need to change your life, to make
because
it what you want it to be.
At the essence of what I do and what John has partnered with me to do is we want to help people. We want to educate, help, inspire, and impact your life in a way that is meaningful. So we're both passionate about doing those things, and John just happens to have this fantastic method called the Andrea method that just makes it easier. Rather than listening to us talk about these wonderful concepts, you can actually go in and do the stuff and do the work.
Yeah, this might perk up your interest. Great. Go to andrea.solutions.
Yes.
And get the course. And then if there's questions you have, then get in touch with us. You can get in touch with me on the webpage, or put a comment under the YouTube or whatever.
Yes.
Whatever suits you. And we'll work with you. The whole point here is, and this influence, impact, and inspire, influence, and impact your world. It's about the influence we want to see you having with your children, with your staff.
Yes,
this will teach you to be able to inspire, influence, and impact the people in your life without being a bully.
Yes.
By being essentially love, and I define in business sense love as being aware of oneself and others to the degree that it is possible to always make the right decision for all concerned.
Yes.
And in business, that might mean sacking somebody.
Yes.
That might mean that that's the right thing to do in that particular circumstance. So it's not about being lovey-dovey and sweet.
Correct.
The Andrea method will give you
giving you the courage to do what you know that you need to do.
Yeah, and deliver a lot more calmness around that. You know, peace of mind, ability to sit in the storm.
Yeah.
And you know, I've had a really interesting week with the kitchen going in and out, all sorts of other things happening, and my ability to deal with all of that churn and whatnot. I mean, has it been easy? No. Have I been affected? Yes. It's not as if you're going to all of a sudden be the Buddha. It's not going to happen.
But
no. You will know what's going on and then go, oh, yeah. Okay, I need to change it. Stop that. That's not working.
Yeah. So well, not only has...
If I'm not careful.
Not only has John had a rough week with all things renovation, technology, et cetera, I've had an equally frustrating week. So just being able to... I found it immensely helpful last night walking through the steps of what we were going to talk about on the show today. And I've gone, okay, all right. Okay. And
that's exactly right, Tony, because we set it up as a reminder.
Yes.
That's why I still listen to it, because I still do it. I still do the course. And you know, because I love listening with the hearing. Maybe that's why we end up on radio. But it is about that constant reminder of what is this method will work.
Why am I reacting this way? Why is this bothering me so much? Why am I irritated?
Or knowing that it's a choice. It's a real thing. That instead of being annoyed by it, right? Mm-hmm. Understand you have the choice. You know, I got up this morning and the teenagers had left dishes all over the place. Bear in mind, I don't have a kitchen, so I'm literally talking all over the place, right? And I'm like, oh, you know. But then I realized that this is the thing. You stop and you go, okay, they're doing the best they can. Maybe it didn't.
We got no kitchen.
Is it that big a deal? So I choose to respond rather than get them out of bed to clean their dishes up, and which might be the appropriate response
for teenagers.
If we had a kitchen, I could say, "Don't leave your dishes on the bench. Get them in the dishwasher." And it's simple stuff like that. But imagine in the workplace, where somebody does something wrong, doesn't get it nailed right. How you respond to that person is vital to what you're going to get out of them tomorrow. I promise people that if you introduce this way of thinking, the way of being and the Andrea method into your business place, your productivity will go up, your quality will go up, your staff turnover will go down. Now, these are very cold, hard, measurable facts.
Yes.
Right? Because you can always tell that a place is suffering with its leadership.
Yeah.
If these factors are occurring, sick leave will go down.
Yes.
If your sick leave spiraling, your staff turnover is going up, your fault rate's going up, your complaint rate's going up, and you're the boss, it's time to look at
it. Talk to John and do the Andrea method with your staff and yourself, and bang, back on track.
Well, it's not that easy, Tony. Well, it's a start. I mean, you're not going to be instantly the Buddha. But the reality is, in terms of changing the way in which you respond to your staff and drawing them into your plan so that they come to work to achieve their outcomes for their life, and they do that through your achieving your business goals.
Yes.
How good is that?
Yeah.
Now you've got fully motivated people. And I can tell you that in one instance, I took a company that was losing $200,000 a year. And over the next 3 years, we averaged profits of $600,000 a year. And to put that in context, that was twice, in terms of percent of turnover, that was twice the industry average. And how do I do that? I got the people aligned. I got them coming to work to do
and motivated.
Their work to get their goals. I talked to them about what was it that they were going to achieve. When we did reviews, it was what was going to work for them.
Yeah.
And how they could get that by doing what we wanted to do in the business.
Yeah.
And that kind of conversation only happens when people trust you. And we can get on to that at another time, because I know we're running out of time.
I was just going to say, and on that note, John, we are completely out of time. So everyone listening to this chat, jump on to Andrea.solutions and check out the Andrea Method. John and I will be back next week to talk about the second module of the Andrea Method and what it involves. So that website again, Andrea.solutions. You can contact and connect with John and the team. They will readily answer any questions that you have about this and the potential for individual, business, or corporation use. They do presentations to group, corporate, and individuals as well. So that's all for us this week. Thank you, John, for joining us. Thanks for listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business with John Williams from Andrea Solutions, and we'll join you same time next week. Bye for now, and over to you, Don. Join us each week for another episode of Radio Tony Everyday Business. Thank you for watching and listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business. Join us each week.